This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Welcome back into our 6 o'clock hour of Sports Talk, this special edition, organized team activity edition. We've been breaking down the Black and Gold's practice from today, and we'll be at it 1 week from today as well when the week two of organized team activities get underway. Kellen Moore, the head coach of the Saints, saying he's giving the players off the rest of the week, and they got an extended Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off for the holidays, and then, boom, Tuesday they'll be back on the practice field for a second week.
Yeah, they'll be back, and I'm interested to see how the quarterbacks develop and what they're going to do in OTAs and the mini camp and then into training camp. And, you know, you always want to give your fans hope. Now, can they be patient? I'm telling you right now, Houdat Nation, we got to be patient. To have high expectations, we would shock the world. I mean, there's a reason why we're not playing nationally televised games.
What if fans tell you their wallets don't have patience?
Well, they don't have to have patience. Then bring Aaron Rodgers on board. people want to be entertained. People want to be entertained. The only negative, because you saw Aaron Rodgers' numbers, what he did on the back end of the season. He's right at 4,000 yards passing. People want to be entertained. Right now, we're on the national radar. We're nowhere near. Nobody talk about the freaking Saints right now. And they won't talk about the Saints during the season unless we all of a sudden turn things around. But if you bring Aaron Rodgers on board, now, it might be a train wreck. I don't know.
I was going to say, you might be good for entertainment. Is it good for the team?
Well, you pros, you're a man. Now, young guys might be influenced in the locker room. The only negative, I'm telling you, because the age of our head coach. I can remember, you know, when you play long enough, I can remember I was 31 years old, and I was older than three coaches on the team. I remember Coach Mara had a son, J.L. Mara. He was like 28. I said, damn. You know, that's when you know you're playing a long time, when you're playing, and then you're older than some coaches. Because, you know, out of respect, you always say, like, yes, sir, yes, coach, and all, you know, because they're always, like, older than you. But then all of a sudden you're playing, and then you're older than the coach. See, that's the only negative, I think, what's not a good situation with the Saints. Because of the locker room, we look into the future, but the future is now to give fans hope is, I'm telling you, Aaron Rodgers is like 41. Our head coach is 36, the youngest head coach in the NFL.
Now, Kellen, what are you going to tell me that I don't already know?
Man, I won MVP twice, won a Super Bowl.
See this ring?
Yeah, and then look what I did. Look at my production last year. Did Spencer Rattler have that production? He threw more picks than touchdowns. I mean, look at my touchdown to interception ratio coming off an Achilles injury. So I'm just telling you, fans, if all of a sudden we get off to a slow start, can we be patient enough, like you said, the pocketbook? And then let's say you like 2-7. I don't know. You want to go to the game? Nah, I don't feel like going to the game. I don't know.
Breaking news, this just in. No. New Orleans Saints sign Aaron Rodgers. Oh, I want to buy a ticket to that game.
Yeah, be like, ask the neighbors if they want to go before. But all of a sudden, if you have a quarterback, the impact like Aaron Rodgers, people want to be in that number. They want to be entertained. They want to see. It might be a train wreck, good or bad. You know, that's why if Aaron Rodgers still wants to play, there's still a market for him because there's 32 teams. Aaron Rodgers, okay, let's say he's not in the top 10, top 12. He's still like 15 to 20. You know, look at the numbers he put up, and look who's still playing. Joe Flacco. You know why the Browns brought back Joe Flacco? Because you remember when all of a sudden they have the instability, he's taking them to the playoffs. And, oh, let's bring Joe Flacco back. He can help us. So supply and demand. Andy Dalton, Joe Flacco. When I look at those, because they bring stability. Now, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers brings stability, but he brings it to team it. And if we like 2-7 and all that, you have people, I don't know if I want to go to the game. I'll wait till the team gets better.
I'm going to mow the lawn today.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to the neighbor. Call up the kids, see if they want to go to the game. Just give them the tickets. I'm telling you, where supply and demand and the waiting list. Do you want to be in that number? I'm telling you, we're under the national radar. If Aaron Rodgers would come to the Saints, right now, NFL Network, they all camped out here.
For sure.
We're getting national recognition. So isn't it all about promoting the product?
What is Rodgers doing?
Yes.
With the Saints?
Yes. Now, I don't know. Mickey probably don't want to put, since he's a first-time head coach, that on Kellen Moore's shoulders. But we got a quarterback room. We got a big ball. We all men. It's all about production. And the thing is, it could be a short-term experiment. Why would that affect Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler? They know where Aaron Rodgers is. All of a sudden, oh, they're going to pout and not compete? No, but if Aaron Rodgers all of a sudden would come, because I'm telling you, people would want to be entertained, whether it's good or bad, and you want fannies in the seat and to say, because it changes year to year. The future is now, because fans have no patience. You might tell them to be patient, but it's like, oh, we training in the right direction. Oh, we 6-11, or are we 7-10? Look, we won one or two games more than we did last year, but are we even competing in the NFC South? Are we in the hunt? I'm telling you, fans, they want that instant gratification. They want that thing, and that's why I'm saying, the way we are right now, if we win 7 games, it's a good season. And you might say, oh, well, I'm 7-10, how can that be a good season? Where we're at as a team right now, that's a good season, I'm telling you. Considering, look, the schedule, it's not tough. We're playing 3 teams that were in the playoffs. But I'm still looking at that would be like accomplishment, like 7 wins.
Well, because of mainly that uncertainty as the biggest position in the NFL we have here right now.
Does it say it again now?
The biggest uncertainty right now with the Saints is definitely at quarterback.
Yes. Quarterback, cornerback, these backs, you know.
But do you think the fantasy of Aaron Rodgers is any realistic chance of that happening?
I don't know. Is he going to the Steelers? Is he not going to the Steelers? I mean, if he showed up in the – okay, think about this. If you're a fan – and he shows up in the middle of August. I don't know. And now he has to know the offense where it becomes second nature and understands what to do. You think anybody would care like mid-October or late November? Shows up in the middle of August and the Saints are winning. All of a sudden, we're shocking the world. They won't care if he wasn't here at OTAs and no mini camp or the beginning of training camp. Who would care about that? No, like, oh, well, that's not fair to Tyler Shuck. And Spencer Rattler, or Aaron Rodgers just shows up and he starts playing? Come on. You put your big boy pants on. This is NFL. You got to man up.
Do you think realistic, though, from even Rodgers' standpoint of view, forget even the Saints organization and fans here, would he want to come here on a team, you know, that
does
that
he still
want to
play?
Championship?
Does he still want to play? I mean, does he still want to play?
I think he wants to come back and go for the championship, not just – you know, collect a check.
Yeah.
That's just the way I feel, though.
No, I'm just wishing when he made this statement with the Pat McAfee show, whatever, I'll play for any team for $10 million. I said, well, damn, we need to make...
Your eyes lit up.
We need to make that damn phone call. We're not talking about $40, $50 million. He'll come play for any and want to play any team maybe for $10 million? What? That's a bargain. Oh, Hebert, that'd be chaos in the locker room. Come on, be a man. Look, Aaron Rodgers can spin it, and one of the greatest throwers in NFL history. And it's not like what he accomplished last year. Oh, that was 2022. No, that was 2024. Look at the last 8 games. Steve, he had that one-off game he set against the Bills.
Right.
Look what he did against the Dolphins. We had four touchdowns and a pick.
Right.
He threw for 4,000 yards. I mean, I don't.
To me, you brought it up. It's the biggest issue is the age difference between the quarterback and the head coach.
Without a doubt.
And
without
the
a doubt.
Personality that Rodgers is, you would wonder if that's going to cause an issue.
I've been around some weird quarterbacks. Jeff George and all, I mean, he could spin it like as good as John Elway or Dan Marino. I mean, quarterbacks, I mean, football players, wide receivers, the prima donnas and all that. Listen, what is the NFL? Why it's so highly successful? It's must-watch TV, whatever, or streaming, whatever. Because people want to be entertained. You might say, oh, well, Bobby, it's better the Saints are under the radar. What, under the radar, and we're going to win 6-7 games? I'd rather be on the radar, and it's like, whoa, Aaron Rodgers is in the Big Easy, or whatever. I don't know, Aaron Rodgers do something special one year. Man, you want to do something different you never done? You put him in a Bacchus parade. You can't do that. It's like there's so many what New Orleans has to offer because Aaron Rodgers is international, right? World traveler. He's doing everything. You can't get more international city in New Orleans, in the United States, right here. So you want to exploit your horizons or, you know, like broaden your horizons? Come play in the Big Easy in New Orleans. You know, I want to be entertained. I don't know. I guess I'm getting older, but I don't want things to be status quo.
We're going to take a break, Cajun Ken, and talk more NFL when we get back with Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockin IV will join us here on WWL Saints Radio doing our special OTA organized team activity coverage right here on the big one, 870 AM, 105.3 FM. And you can also watch on the listen on the Odyssey app for free, folks. Be right back after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back into our special organized team activity edition of Sports Talk. We got to watch the black and gold practice today. Been talking all things NFL to help us do that. Joined by Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaCanfora, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, In the Huddle. Make sure you check out In the Huddle on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Jason, man, thanks for joining us again. How you doing today?
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. All good, man. Thanks.
Well, Jason, when you look at the NFC South, and obviously it's not the NFC North. I can remember at one time the NFC South, but top to bottom, was pretty damn good. I remember the NFC East was the NFC Least.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, the NFC South is the NFC Doubt. Except, you know, it'd be interesting to see what the Falcons are going to do. But look at Tampa Bay right now. They're going for five straight division titles. And looking at the Saints right now, you know, we got spoiled with Drew Brees and Sean Payton. But we at the bottom right now. We hanging out with Carolina. And then, you know, can Atlanta maybe overtake Tampa Bay? Well, what's your view with the Saints right now and the whole NFC South and everything?
I'm with you, brother. I've kind of, that's how I'm sizing it up. I mean, it's Tampa's to lose, and I think it would take probably a rash of injuries at key positions to leave that door open. And if they do leave it open a little bit, then I think Atlanta's probably the team that pushes them. And I think Carolina and New Orleans are in a different stage of rebuilding than maybe Atlanta is. And I would peg them a notch below. I would give the lean to Carolina because their quarterback in the second half of last year looked like he could play in the league a little bit. And so I'm going to have to take that over, a relative unknown. I'm going to have to take year two in the system. Well, I'll be honest. I thought in the middle of last year that, like, could David Tepper fire a guy again in 1 year or less than a year? Like, that's how bad it looked when they benched Bryce Young.
Right.
And then the thing starts falling apart with the backup, and it's like, okay, if they go back to this kid and it's worse than before, like, is that going to be a total reboot again? Are they going to be tanking to get another quarterback with another coach again? Like, that's really how bad I thought it could be. And I don't think much of them as an organization, but Canales showed me something, and Bryce Young showed me something, and they've got issues defensively, and they've got work to do on their roster, and I'm not crowning them in any way, shape, or form, but I think they're the third best team, and to your point, a not very good division, and I think the Saints just have more questions than anybody right now, and the Saints, I don't have to tell you guys, I mean, they waited forever to kind of start rearranging the ledgers, right? The ins and outs and who's staying and who's going and kicking the can on salary cap restructure after salary cap and all that. Like, it was going to catch up to them, and they finally decided this is the year when it starts catching up to us. And got news for you, that's not a 3 or 4 month process. That's going to bleed into next year. I think they got catching up to do.
You know, Jason, when I look at people want to be entertained, and I look at the Saints right now. We got Spall with Drew Brees and Sean Payton and the stability that they brought to the table. And then I said, well, we have to be patient. And where we're at, look, Vegas has the Saints, 5.5, the over and under as far as wins. And I'm like, I don't know, I'll be 65 in August. I'm like, I don't know, bring Aaron Rodgers on board. I want to be entertained. And it's like, here's Aaron Rodgers. Will he play? Will he be retired? Is he going to the Steelers, whatever? But I can tell you right now, the Saints would not be under the radar from a national perspective if all of a sudden Aaron Rodgers would show up in the Big Easy in New Orleans. You know, he's a world traveler. New Orleans, international city. If he come to New Orleans and do a little bit, we make him, put him in the Bacchus Parade, maybe make him the Grand Marshal, the King, whatever. So I look at that, and whether, I don't know, if Aaron Rodgers would be the quarterback, I'd want it to be like, I don't know, is it a train wreck or something maybe special happening? And then from a national perspective, everyone would be in New Orleans because we're definitely under the radar right now. I don't know if that's even realistic. But right now, we're in uncharted territories because we were spoiled with Sean Payton and Drew Brees. This is something with Haslett like pre-Katrina.
Well, I think you need to be there, though. And I think winning three more games with Aaron Rodgers and getting to 7 or 8 and picking, 8 or 10 spots lower and, like, still being pretty irrelevant when he rides off into the sunset.
Right.
I, I don't think that juice is worth the squeeze for 3 months. I mean, really, we're talking like, you know, he don't want to do anything in the summer. He didn't want to do anything in the summer with the Jets when they were paying him, right. You know, legitimate money. So, I mean, we're not even really talking training camp and certainly not preseason games. It doesn't matter if it's a new team or not. So, we're talking September, October. Let's face it, that season's probably going to be more likely over than not in December. And then do you play the kids anyway? So, we're talking 3 months, like, and then, you know, the thing is,
Jason, he's also 5 years older than the head coach. I mean, yeah, I think they don't want to do that dynamic to Kellen Moore.
and you're going to have to pay him more than Pittsburgh, because at least Pittsburgh, look, say whatever you want about them. And I think they've had a ridiculous offseason. But they're in every year in week 6, 17, and week 18, they're playing with the playoffs on the line. And, you know, Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. And so the extra 2 or 3 wins that he adds over Mason Rudolph probably does get, you know,
right,
maybe get them in the playoffs. I just don't, you know, and he's trying to add to his career and he's trying to compile. And I just don't think going to a team that, as it stands right now, has, I mean, yeah, for me, a 4-win roster. I just don't see that. And getting clobbered, I don't know. I don't think that's really where he's at. And bringing him in this late and having to change all your messaging to these kids and now it's different. You know, I don't know, man. And having to genuflect to him in the locker room. And I think they've set it up a certain way for a reason and they're willing to take their medicine. And
yeah,
they've got to take their medicine if you want this process to play out, you know, at the other end of it 2 years from now the way you hope.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hope it does.
Well, you know, Jason, you know what I like? I'm telling you, watch out. And they say, oh, he's an old guy, like he's 7 years college, Tyler Shuck. And let me tell you. You know what? So, like, oh, he's old. What do you mean he's old? So what if he plays 10 years, then he's 37 years old, 36, 37?
Yeah.
And you know what I like about Tyler Shuck? I'm telling you, if you had a kid or a nephew, someone you associated with, and you want to develop, and he's a quarterback, and you want to develop him to be a pro quarterback, there's no better place than under Jeff Brohm. head coach with the Cardinals. You want to talk about pro-style NFL offense? So I'm telling you, he looks like a pro from the get-go and ready to roll. So I'm optimistic. Now, they're going to let it play out between him and Spencer Rattler. But it's like none of these guys have even won a game. And you try to encourage the fan base. I said, you got to be patient. You might have to weather the storm and then hope for the future to rebuild beyond this season. But you know how society fan base is. And I try to tell them, if the team's not winning, it's not. We got the right head coach. Now, he had never been a head coach. He's the youngest head coach. But it would be more the players than the head coach, because I think Kellen Moore, it could be a younger version of Sean Payton. I truly believe that.
Well, I think that's what Mickey's hoping and praying and thinking and squinting and seeing that. And that's certainly, I mean, again, that would be quite a resume to compile and
right.
quite a comp to prove true. But, yeah, I think you need to let this be made in his image and in his likeness and with his fingerprints all over it. And that's another reason why, yeah, I think bringing in 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers would that's a very different voice. Like, this guy's got to be the person who crafts, you hope, the next 10 to 15 years of Saints football and really, like, Saints offensive football, right? I mean, that's really what we're talking about.
Right.
There's the whole element of putting a staff together and having somebody who can run the other side of the ball so sufficiently that you don't have to put out too many fires over there, and you can focus on quarterback development, skill player development, and offensive scheme, evolution and development. And, I mean, look, you never know. This is the people talk about they don't know how to evaluate quarterbacks. Boy, they really don't know how to evaluate coaches. I mean, the hit and miss rate on coaching hires, don't even get me started. So you kind of got to show me something at this job before before I say yay, nay, or whatever. I think the idea is they found a diamond in the rough with this kid in Louisville, and he played a lot of football, and he's been through some stuff, and he's faced physical adversity. And look, there are evaluators who I'm close with who were not very high on him. But no one thought he lacked character, moxie, want to, determination. You know what I mean? All those things that can help you go a level or two higher than what people might say, you know, just based on pure college production or whatever. So, yeah, I would be surprised if he doesn't play the bulk of their snaps this year, and it may just be from week one. I don't think they've got much to lose.
Yeah.
And giving him as long of a runway as you can, because there's always another draft class around the corner.
Now, Jason, who's the new version of the Washington Commanders? You know, we're familiar with Jayden Daniels right here at LSU. He truly worked his magic. Is it the Chicago Bears finally? I mean, the quarterback has no excuse now. I don't know. Look at the supporting cast. It seems like, could the Bears be the version of last year's Commanders this year?
I don't know. That's a really big market. They've had a lot of turmoil there. Caleb already kind of picked up a few warts last year. And I think Ben Johnson's going to have his hands full. And it's just a very different thing going from leading the unit to leading half a unit to leading the whole unit. And so, again, I think he's going to have a learning curve. I think he's going to figure out that certain things are different now, and the day is not long enough for him to get to all the things he needs to get to that are above and beyond sort of rebuilding his quarterback's confidence and rebuilding some of his quarterback's fundamentals. And, like, I don't know. Does Green Bay count? I mean, I don't think Green Bay counts to your point, because 2 years ago they went further than people thought. But, like,
right. The
last year they took a step back. But, like, you're telling me a team I think could jump up, you know, three wins more than last year and get back to competing to go to championship games and things like that. Like, I'm really intrigued by Green Bay, and I like that quarterback a lot. I don't think that quarterback was ever healthy last year, and I think that turf in Brazil did him no favors, and he rushed back because all of a sudden Malik Willis was winning games without me, and they just gave me all this money. And
he
just never quite looked right to me, and I think a normal offseason now and they're kind of a little bit under the radar because people are, you know, they're talking about Jayden, and they're talking about, you know, the Bears are a hot team and everybody's interested and thinks they're going to make a jump up. I don't know. Like, I kind of like what Green Bay has cooking. In the AFC, it's just tough, man. There's so many legitimate quarterbacks and legitimate head coaches. Like, trying to crack you know, that Andy Reid, you know, John Harbaugh, McDermott, Allen thing, and plus the Chargers with Harbaugh and Herbert. And
right.
I don't know. You know, like Sean, like I love what Sean's done in Denver. Like, could the Denver Broncos be the third best team in the AFC or the fourth best team in the AFC and have more of a playoff run than a year ago? That wouldn't shock me.
Jason, always appreciate the time and talking ball, man. Thank you for dropping by today.
Thanks for having me, guys. Enjoy OTA. Thank you, Jason.
Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockhen, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Make sure you check it out, In the Huddle, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Coming back, we'll talk a little NBA playoffs right after this on WWL. Welcome back into Sports Talk. Taking a break from the gridiron for a little bit to hit the hardwood and help us talk about the NBA playoffs. Kurt Helin, lead NBA writer and managing editor for NBC Sports. Man, oh man, Kurt, thanks for joining us. What a game last night. Leaving folks speechless. I still think that last shot to send the game to overtime was, it just floated in the air forever before it came finally back down and went through the basket. I appreciate you giving us some time tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me on. Yeah, that game was absolutely one of the craziest games I could remember seeing, because at the end you're talking about, I was talking with Big and friends about stuff, and I'm like, yeah, that was insane. And that was like the 12th craziest thing happened. Like the last 10 minutes in overtime were just insane, just wild.
Well, and you look how the Pacers, how they play. But, you know, pardon the pun, but they set the pace. I mean, it's unbelievable. I think in their approach, because I think they have one of the best coaches in the NBA, in NBA history, I think he's truly a championship coach, is that can the Knicks keep pace with the Pacers if it would go to Game 7? I think if it goes to Game, they're going to wear down the New York Knicks, because you look at the depth and everything. Well, what's your take on that? Because at times, I think the Knicks are tired, if you understand what I'm saying.
You know, I do, and I think that's the argument for the Pacers in what's a really even series, is that they're 10 deep with guys they trust. Simmons was out there at the end of the game setting key picks, and I mean, Nembhard's frankly playing boss, but like, they can go find guys, and hey, this is working tonight, and you're right. One of the best X's and O's guys in the league, but also was good in last night, in that it's like, oh, hey, this is what's working. I'm going to stick with what's working. I'm going to have to stick to my routine. I'm willing to be, you know, he's been around. He can be flexible. And that's the thing that ultimately, they're just a relentless team. They just keep coming at you all the time. And the Knicks, like, you're right, and they keep up with that, because it's going to be a lot. And it's good every other day now through this series. I think game five, game six, really kind of wear on them a bit. And it's a huge advantage for the Pacers.
You know, looking at, you know, it's a long season, and this caught my attention, that the Pacers were just 10-15 after a loss to Charlotte on December the 8th, and then counting the playoffs, they are now 48, and will now be 49, I think, in 19 cents. You know how you got to weather the storm, how you're starting out, and, you know, early in the season, everyone's paying attention to football, and then basketball comes about. To me, that really caught my attention. That's a mature team that all of a sudden they lose to the Charlotte Hornets on December the 8th, they 10-15, and how after that, all of a sudden, they 49-19.
Yeah, a few things came to mind. I think they started a little bit. So, Kyrie, after the playoff, he didn't really play. Got a goal, but he didn't really play a lot in Paris. And he just, at the end of last, after he got injured, hamstring thing, he missed a chunk of time. He kind of came from that. He wasn't quite the same. And somewhere along the line, his confidence wasn't all the way there. And he's such an integral part of setting events, sort of like starting season with a slightly banged up quarterback. He's not quite, the passes aren't quite as accurate, and the things aren't happening quite as quickly as you would. And one time, every to fall place,
Want to thank Kurt Heelan for dropping by. He's had a bad reception, probably at the arena this evening where it's all breaking up over there. You know, sometimes in the Smoothie King, yeah, it's tough to get some reception. Yeah. But appreciate him giving us the time tonight. That was Kurt Heelan, lead NBA writer and managing editor for NBC Sports. We'll try and get a back hold of him soon.
You know, I don't know. Well, I think I look at this objectively. I say anyone but the Knicks. Oh, why are you hating on the Knicks? I don't know. I'm for the small market team. So we're a small market team in New Orleans. I think
that's your East Coast bias.
No, not East Coast bias. That it's just you let the Knicks win. That's all they're going to talk about. I mean, this is like blue collar. I look at the Pacers. You look at Oklahoma City. Definitely more than Minneapolis with the Minnesota Timberwolves. But that's still, you know, it's not Los Angeles. Not Chicago or not New York. But, like, if you had a Pacers-Oklahoma City, then you say, like, well, if we run the organization, we run the team right here in New Orleans, why couldn't that be us? Why couldn't the Pels be in that situation? You look at Oklahoma City. I think right now there's a reason why they won 68 games. I had the best record.
Right.
I don't care if the Knicks win or the Pacers win. Now, hopefully you want it to be entertaining. I hope the T-Wolves come back. But you just look at the Thunder and the depth they have on that team. It's, you know, you're like, oh, look how explosive they are. But look how they play defense. It's a complete team, offense and defense. So I think whether the Pacers or the Knicks would win, I think it'd be a total letdown or like not necessarily choke job. But to me, if the Thunder don't win it all now with SGA and all, I mean, I'd be so much surprised because I still think they're the best team, that being the Thunder.
The Thunder housed the T-Wolves last game, 114-88, Cajun Cannon tonight. They are 7.5-point favorites at home.
Yeah, and Ant-Man and all that and all. I mean, can they get going? And look, the first half, they had it going, but not so fast. It's like four quarters. Look, the Thunder, you have to bring it. And I'm telling you, a lot of times we think it's just them, you know, offense, look how they run the floor, how they all compliment one another, but it's what they do defensively. So you have a combination of like, okay, weren't they the best team in the regular season? You know, like Cleveland at times, Cleveland, was it like, was it OKC?
Yeah.
Then no, OKC was the best team. They got the MVP and SGA. And then, so I look at them, a complete team. What they do offensively, and then, you know, because that excites you, but what they do defensively, people don't give that enough respect. I mean, if you truly follow basketball, you do, but they kick ass on defense, the Thunder do.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk as we get ready. OKC Thunder taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight, a 7:30 tip-off on ESPN. We'll be back with more of our Saints OTA coverage right after this. Stay tuned on WWL. Welcome back into Sports Talk here. We're doing our little bit of our SEC tournament scoreboard going on. Looking at the game earlier today that LSU fans care about, it's Texas A&M moving on to play the Tigers. That was 3-2 Aggies over Auburn. The second game of the day is still going on. Tennessee and Texas now in the 11th inning. They're knotted up at 5-5. We're going to keep an eye on that to see what happens because Oklahoma and Vandy are sitting tight waiting to see what happens with that game so they can get game three underway.
I was going
to
say, you got to be – does the bracket shake out where Oklahoma-Vandy, the winner of that, would play Texas-Tennessee? Because if you're Tennessee or Texas, I know this is a very long night for you, middle of the 11th, still tied 5-5. But they've got to be happy knowing that that game's going to drag on. You get to go to bed early.
Yeah, and that game would be on Saturday, game 13.
Oh, so all right, it's not tomorrow. They'd have time.
No, I'm looking here. Yeah, the winner of this game moves on to a Saturday matchup against the Oklahoma-Vandy winner on Saturday. And, yeah, we're waiting here to find out what's going to happen with the LSU Tigers now taking on Texas A&M. First pitch is estimated to start at 6:30 tomorrow, so our pregame coverage will be at 6 because you've got the Friday matchup beforehand as a 3 o'clock start, mm-hmm, where Ole Miss is taking on Arkansas.
Yeah, no, obviously if you're
hopefully
a Tiger
fan,
there's
no extra inning game there or weather delays.
And more importantly, if you're a Tiger fan and you have faith, which most will, you win that or you win your game, the winner of the game before you, that's your plan. So you're gonna want to watch it. You're gonna want to keep an eye on things. Well, and we'll mention it throughout Sports Talk. We'll probably, I mean, yeah, that game should end by the time we're on the air.
Yeah, for sure. Looking at things, too, who's going to be the pitcher for LSU tomorrow? I think we're all assuming it's going to be Cade Anderson. I know Jay Johnson spoke today. I haven't heard anything come out of that, if he's confirmed or denied that, but he definitely wasn't committed to using Cade Anderson for Friday's game, but it just makes sense to me.
I mean, if you're him, you're going to go with him or Ianson, I would imagine. Would you do some backwards stuff and go with a bullpen game and then try to save those guys for the semifinal and final game?
That, to me, you're taking way too much of a chance of getting knocked out. And then I know you believe that you're a top eight seed. I believe they're a top eight seed.
Exactly.
But do you really want to risk that with a loss in your first game in the SEC tournament?
As we talked about the last couple of days, if they're a fringe team, if you get bounced immediately right tomorrow night,
yeah,
there's a chance you drop out of that eight.
We'll give you getting more into the SEC tournament next hour. Joe Healy, National College Baseball writer at SEC Extra on D1Baseball.com, will join us. Plus, we'll be talking more black and gold Saints OTA action. Stay tuned after the news break right here on WWL. Who dat?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.